from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're going to go right to that hotline now and talk to one of our all-time favorites. And that would be broadcaster Lanny Fratteri. Lanny, how are you doing today? I hope all is well for you.
It is indeed. There's a rumor floating around that Starkey's not really injured. He's just pretending that he's injured because he doesn't think that you and he can beat Ryan Recker and me in a golf match.
Now that could be very well true.
I called him about maybe a week, 10 days ago, and I said, are you ready to play this match? And he goes, oh, I'm on the – and he's whining about it. He's on the disabled list, and, he threw too many pitches, and
I'm all ready to go. So, he's got to figure it out right now with whatever is going on with him. And he claims he's got a rib injury, but I think it's very suspect to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. Well, it sure is exciting – for me to be watching these Buccos. I know they lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend, but I was in Permane's the other day. My sweetheart Peggy and I go to Permane's a lot to play the poker machines, the one in Robinson. And just listening to fans watching the game and cheering when home runs are hit and all that. It's and Paul Skeens. I was trying to think back to the way fans would react to a starting rotation or when a guy pitches a particular game. I think it was that way in the 90s with Doug Drabeck and with Candelaria before that and a little bit with Bert Blyleven. But, boy, this is and I thought the moves that Charrington made just before the deadline were strong moves to improve the offense. So, but yeah. It's challenging. I think they got the Padres coming up and then, the Dodgers after that?
Yeah, Padres, Dodgers, and they Padres here, Dodgers out there, Padres out there, and then they come back and I think play Seattle. So they've got, they've got their work cut out for them. But I think that, when you were calling games, you were the team's broadcaster. 1990, was the first of the three runs that they had, and when a team starts to have that momentum, where the fans. The buzz starts to pick up and, all of the things that go along with it. That certainly is a fun time, isn't it?
Oh, especially for a broadcaster. You realize that your career is tied to the success of a team. You hope that the club wins for a lot of reasons. You root for guys that you've been traveling with. And then, of course, you realize that if you make the playoffs and go on to the World Series as we did in 1979 and hope to in the early 1990s, that know, you got a chance. I received a ring in 1979. You know, you get more money because there's playoff. There's more games to announce because of the playoffs. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun when you're part of it, especially for me when I was with Jim Leland in the early 90s. That was so much fun.
Yeah, no question. Speaking of Jim Leland, I know you. I had heard you talk on the air like the day before he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, but that obviously was a really great experience for you up there, right?
Oh, it was a three truly memorable day, and I met a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. That's what I was hoping. You know, I stayed right there in Cooperstown because I wanted to be a part of all the festivities, even including, you know, I went to the ceremony on Saturday when Joe Castiglione received the Ford Frick Award. You know, so it was just everywhere. You know, the good. I spent a little money for the hotel room, but I got to tell you, I went that whole weekend, despite the hotel fees, I went the whole weekend without spending a dime because there were parties everywhere.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to have dinner anywhere or lunch because there were parties or receptions everywhere. So.
Right. I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, that must have been a lot of fun for you up there. It really must have been a lot of fun. So, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is, you know, the Pony League World Series is obviously coming up this week, and I know you get excited about that. You do a lot of the games. You do a lot of games. Are you going to do every game again? Or I don't know if you've done every single game, but I think you've come pretty close to every game every year, haven't you?
The last couple of years I did every game, but my age is catching up with. I'm going to do 12 games on, and the games are going to be on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. We start Friday night. Mon Valley is in the tournament this year, which is particularly exciting for all of us in Western Pennsylvania and particularly those people in the Mon Valley. They're going to play Palmview on Friday. As a matter of fact, I'm going down to the Mon Valley practice at 6 o'clock in Belle Vernon today to talk to the players. So we'll have that game, and then Long Beach, California against Puerto Rico. Washington County plays its first game on Sunday at noon, and we'll have that game on Sportsnet. So we've got, just to capsulize for you, we've got two games on Sportsnet Pittsburgh Friday night. We've got two games on Sportsnet Pittsburgh Saturday night, and then the Washington County game on Sunday, and then two games Monday night, and two games on Tuesday night. The championship game in the Princescape Pony League World Series will be Wednesday night. And I think you remember, Paul, that one of the exciting things about last year is that Washington County made it to the championship game, had to win a, if necessary, game on Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday morning, rather, and then made it to the championship game. They lost, but nevertheless, there was tremendous excitement at Lou Hayes Pony Field because of Washington County being in the championship game.
we're talking with Lanny Fratteri, former Pirates broadcaster. Lanny, the teams, I was looking at the teams that you have coming to this event, and it's always interesting just to see where they're all from, right? I mean, you got teams from all over.
Yeah, Bronx, New York, Bay County, Michigan, Palmview, Texas, Long Beach, California, a team from Mexico, Puerto Rico, a team from Spain, Washington County, Mon Valley. I think I've covered all of them. Yeah, that's pretty much. Oh, Chinese, of course, Chinese Taipei. Even before the tournament starts, they become the odds-on favorite to win. Chinese Taipei has always sent a solidly schooled group of 13- and 14-year-olds that they don't hit the ball a long way, but they play really solid fundamental baseball. Many of the students from Chinese Taipei are part of an academy. So, you know, we always predict that Chinese Taipei will be in the championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that now all of these teams have to qualify for this, right? I mean, there's a process, right?
Yeah, there is. As a matter of fact, you know, we didn't get the final word on some of these teams until this past week. There are qualifying tournaments, and it is always, you know, one of the things that I make it a point, there's 14 players on each team, there's 10 teams. So I make it a point to talk to every one of the 140 players admittedly, some of it is challenging because you need to deal with a translator. You know, I always get a kick, Paul, out of the fact that, you know, when I do the Chinese Taipei games or Korea or Japan, my friends always call me and say, boy, Lanny, you did a great job with those Chinese names. And I said, well, if I didn't, how would you know? You know, I mean, it's, right. I mean, you know, how would you know if I didn't do a good job with them or not? But I do worry about making sure the pronunciations are correct. And it's so exciting that because of our friends in Morgantown, Pikewood Communications, that puts on Mike Parsons and Dan Lohman and our crew with Roger Lenhart and Scott Bartlett. I mean, it is one of the exciting things about it, Paul, is that the field, Luge's Pony Field, is a very quaint field. And everything is our TV truck is right there, almost behind the press box, and it's just wonderful. Also, a good number of our students are from Waynesburg University because Pikewood has realized that they are talented, dedicated, hardworking young people. Austin Bechtel has worked Pony League a couple times. Matter of fact, I think I yelled at him once in the press box at the Pony game.
Yeah, that is correct. Well, last time you were on, Lanny, that was the situation that we talked about with Zeiss before he was wondering about.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy yelling at Austin.
it was the last time he yelled at me.
Yeah, I think I went over the line that time, Austin, but I already apologized to you for that. But I really wish I was doing all the games because I love doing it, but I realized that now that I'm 76 years old, I'm not as mentally and physically sharp as I once was, so I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I know you've talked a lot about how much you feel like you should have to prepare before you go on the air. And I just, I always say that that's just to do one game. So to do two games and then you're going to do as many games as you're going to do over the course of the week. I mean, how much preparation goes into this?
Well, the good thing is that Tony helps me. I mean, I'm going to, as I said, I already met with the Washington County players. The thing that I remind myself, and I believe it's important from a broadcaster standpoint, is that these are young people with stories. You know, we're not dealing with 13 and 14 year old robots. We're dealing with young people with stories. You know, for example, when I went down and talked to the Washington County team, I found out from one of the players that he's a piano player. He had the lead in his high school musical, The Music Man. So those are the stories I want to tell. I mean, to me, I don't want to be involved in launch angle and exit velocity and distance of home runs. I want to tell stories. And so that's why I want to make it a point to meet all the players and find out a little bit about them and their parents, their siblings, because that's what I believe is the true essence of what we're doing with Pony League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think that the thing about Pony League Baseball and Little League Baseball and everything else is that it's still, you know, even though it's on TV and it's, you know, a large stage and all the other good stuff, it's still sort of a pure form of baseball, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and you know, for those of us that love the game of baseball, you know, at times, by the way, what happens to me, Paul, is that, you know, by the third or fourth day, I have a tendency to forget these are 13 and 14 year olds. The amazing things that they're able to do on the baseball field. Yes, they probably, you know, they make more mistakes than a high school or college player, but nevertheless, and to see the enthusiasm, from the players, many of them that are from outside areas, they try to, you know, we've had cases where players and their teams have gone to PNC Park to see the Pirates play. And so there's, you know, there's an awful lot that goes in. And I'm so proud to be a part of the dedication of the people in Washington County in this Princescape Pony League World Series, the work that they put into it. And for me to be a small part of it is truly an honor. For me, I have one complaint. I wish the TV stations in Pittsburgh would do a better job covering the Pony League World Series. Stations all the time talk about how they're in the communities of Western Pennsylvania, and there isn't there aren't too many more impressive and significant events in Western Pennsylvania than this Pony League World Series.
Yeah, and it's got a long history too. That's the thing I think there's a lot of people don't realize is how long, you know, it's been going on.
Well, it has, and I've always felt this way. One of the great things about baseball is it transcends generations, and then, you know, and even telling stories, by the way, of past players that have come through the Pony League World Series and have gone on to have really outstanding careers in baseball, some that have made it to the major leagues. And I hope that everyone that's listening to our broadcast here, and thanks for inviting me, Paul, is that they will make it a point to come down to the Pony League World Series. One thing everybody needs to remember, there are a lot of people that think that the Pony League field is over by the Wild Things Park. And it's not. The offices for Pony are there. But the field, Blue Jays Pony Field, is in Washington Park. And it is closer to the laboratory exit off 79. So, as a matter of fact, when I go to the field, I always go 79 to 70 down 79 to that first exit when you're going south. So hopefully folks will, you know, make it a point to come on out and cheer on these young people.
Well, that's for sure, and I know that there's tickets available. It's very, very family friendly in terms of, you know, the pricing and all that other stuff, and you get a chance to watch a really fun event. So you go to, I think it's just plws.org, correct? Is that where people could go to get tickets and everything else?
Yeah, that's correct, and you're right. The pricing is very convenient for everybody to come on out, and as I said, it's such a quaint field. It is, as a matter of fact, there's when I come in, there's a road, and it's so much similar to coming through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. This road, you go into Washington Park, and you get the hillside there, and you come in, and there the field is, and I can't imagine that anybody would come and not really truly enjoy themselves. And the volunteers that make everybody feel welcome to the ballpark. So it starts Friday, this coming Friday, and then championship game is Wednesday, what is that, the 14th. So, you know, please, everyone, make it a point to come on down and join us. And make sure if you see me there, fans, if you see me there at the ballpark, tell me hello and remind me that Ryan Recker and I are going to beat Paul Zeiss and Joe Starkey in golf when we get them on our Chartiers golf course, and we win money from them.
Yes, well, we'll have to do that, and I'm sure that Joe will come out of his injury even swinging the club even better. And what's that?
I said you think so.
Yes. So we will see you soon, Lanny, and obviously thanks for always being so generous with your time and coming on.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for inviting me.
All right. That is Lanny Fratteri, former broadcaster for the Pirates and also baseball broadcaster. I shouldn't say former because he still broadcasts a lot, just different, you know, levels of baseball and stuff, and he loves the Pony League World Series every year. So that's this week. If you're looking for something to do, well, that's something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do-do. Well, you hear that? That means we've got text in the city. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevy. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 91 today with sunny skies. I'll tell you one thing before we get to the texts. City limits. You get conditioned, don't you, when a team is in the playoff hunt in baseball? You get conditioned to having a game every day.
I know.
To go home and watch. What are we going to do tonight? I guess.
Watch the Olympics.
Watch the Olympics.
Hold on. At this point in time, what Olympic sport? Isn't gymnastics done? I mean, there probably is primetime gymnastics tonight from what happened earlier today.
I mean, the track and field has a couple of events left, right?
There's a couple of track events, but swimming's done.
Is swimming? Yeah, that's right. Swimming is completely done.
I don't think basketball's playing tonight.
Gymnastics is mostly done.
Yep. Track is really ramping up. Swimming is always in like the first half of the Olympics. Track the second half.
Right, but the 100 meters was yesterday, so we...
Right.
Which, by the way, did you watch that race? That was absolutely... Think about it. You train your entire... For 4 years, if you're a runner, you dream about being in the Olympics. You train for, you know, 3 or 4 years. And it comes down to who leans forward first and who doesn't.
Who gets their foot down and just all the above. It was incredible how Noah Lyles was able to finish with basically, what, probably 1/1000th of a second?
Right.
If that.
I just think that's the thing about it. It's like, and if you think about it, I don't know. Green is what? Usually Jamaica. Not Jamaica. Nigeria, I think, right? Usually
yeah.
It's green. When,
and, I mean, Usain Bolt, but Jamaica have been incredible.
The Jamaicans were, I think, in yellow and green. But there was a guy in green, who I think was probably Nigeria, who finished fourth in that. If you look at the photo.
I've seen the photo. It's like... By a fingernail.
Yeah, and maybe not even that much. There's the difference between him being on the podium and winning a medal, in which case he goes home as a hero to his country, and going home empty-handed.
It's completely devastating.
There's no other place I can think of where the difference between third and fourth is so incredibly huge.
Well, especially for smaller countries too, because you don't send as many athletes on such a large scale. Yeah, completely disappointing. How about USA Water Polo? They're going to win their game that they're currently playing right now.
Yeah.
So, USA doing pretty well in the Olympic Games. Not much of a surprise.
But I think it's just... The other thing is, did you see was it the golfer from South Korea had to finish in the top three to avoid mandatory military service?
What? No.
Yes. In his country, if he would have won a medal, he would have avoided the mandatory military service. How about that?
Wow.
You want to talk about people? You think you've got pressure to win? Imagine that guy.
That is ultimate pressure.
Yes. And he didn't. For whatever reason, he didn't. He finished fourth, and so he had a problem. But anyway, All right, let's get to text in the city.
Matt in the Amazon truck says that as a former player in the Pony League World Series on the 09 Washington team, it's an exciting and awesome experience. The atmosphere is great to be able to take part in. I've been to the event. I've worked the event twice, two separate occasions. I worked with Lanny closely for a couple of those. Lanny's awesome. Probably my biggest mentor in the business of anyone. He's been great to me. And that was like my introduction to Waynesburg. Before I even stepped foot on in any classes at Waynesburg, I worked the Pony League World Series and also did going into my senior year. Pretty fun event, and the crowds get rowdy, and the baseball is honestly really good for only being, what, 11, 12-year-olds?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and they get into it, right? They really
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they really do. It's a great...
There was a manager that got ejected, a head coach that got like ejected from the ballpark in the game. At one of the championships that I was at.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I mean, that's to me, I think it's always really, really wild. I mean, when you see how much people get into these games, even Little League. Have you ever been to Williamsport for that?
No, I haven't. I've wanted to go. Have not made the journey out there yet.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people love that. You know?
Yeah, I'd love to go to that event.
That's the thing. People love that event, and it just goes into without saying, it just goes without saying that there is always going to be a lot of activities around that don't involve the major sports, right? If you don't necessarily have the money, say, to go to Pirates game or whatever, there's a lot of other things that, I mean, the Washington Wild things is a really, really family friendly cheap night out.
Yeah, I worked a couple of those games.
So I mean, I feel like we have a lot going on in this area if you really want to do it. The other thing is, it was funny, have you ever heard of that Savannah Bananas?
I have, yes.
So
what technically would you call the Savannah Bananas?
They're like the Harlem Globetrotters, basically.
Of baseball. That's a good way to put it.
The Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. I mean, it's obviously, they're putting
on... It's entertainment.
They're putting on a show, with a little baseball mixed in. But they're coming to Cleveland.
And they sell out everywhere they go.
I didn't realize this. I thought, this might be a fun thing to drive up and just see it once, because whatever, it might be fun. Like, the tickets are out of their... They're ridiculous.
High demand.
First of all, they're sold out pretty much for every... I looked at their website. Pretty much every single game they play, they're sold out.
That's insane.
So the tickets are on the secondary market. And I want to say there's something like $250 each. Like, if you want to drop $500 or something, you can go up to Cleveland and watch them. If you bring somebody with you. $500 or so.
I'm just not willing to do that.
No,
that's what I'll end up having to do for Penn State, West Virginia, unless I end up finding tickets somehow and I catch a break. But... For a Savannah Banana game, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think I'd do that.
I'm just saying, So anyway, what's next?
Here's a text. I read that New England also wants Brandon Ayuk badly. This is from Greg. So we'll see how this plays out. Other receivers are out there too. Another text. How about Omar Khan trying to drive up the asking price for other organizations as well? Maybe Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland's going to trade for Ayuk.
No. Well, that's what they said. It's just one of those things that they said that Cleveland was willing to maybe pay the $30 million.
Are they willing to give up the draft picks? Because the last time Cleveland hasn't made a first round draft pick in years.
Yeah,
and Deshaun Watson.
How many?
I think this was the last one, the last first round pick. I think the book is closed on the Watson deal. There might be like a third that's still out there.
I can't imagine how many first-round picks they still have, right?
They're not going to give up another for Ayuk. If it was a second and then they pay him, yeah. And I think it's very possible that Ayuk does not command a first-round pick because he comes with the caveat that you have to pay him. And that's a turnoff for some teams. And I wonder if that will end up hurting San Francisco in the long term because it's basically like a sign and trade.
Right. It's just incredible to me. Like, I think they might give it. Who knows?
We were talking about other sports that could potentially be added to the Olympics, at least in Sports Illustrated minds. Somebody says, City Limits, you'd actually love Dragon Boat. It's a team of rowers racing with someone at the front hollering at them. It's entertaining, actually.
Yeah.
Someone else says it's a rowing race in a kind of boat.
Well, again, I think that it really comes down to this. We have to acknowledge that there's a lot of stuff to watch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, should it be Olympic sports? Maybe a different question. Here's one more. These number nerds and analytics need to kick rocks, and these fake innings and off-day guidelines need to go in the trash. Let's get back to feeling and seeing art with our eyes. Before games, you find out how guys' bodies and arms feel, and that should determine who's up or down for the day. These guys know their body.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a 10.
That's a 10 for me. I would agree with that.
I agree. Like, you're telling me, based on, well, we don't want to pitch. That's the thing that I don't understand with the Beeks discussion. You didn't want to use them because you used them in back-to-back days, and then you end up using them for a full inning anyway, where if you bring him in to face Jock Peterson, he's facing one batter. I don't get it. Like, how does that make any sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Beeks discussion, to me, it's a hard sell when you bring him in the next inning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And he was warming up with what seemed like the sole intention of coming in to face Jock Peterson, who's very good against right-handed pitching, who Beeks did face earlier in the series and walked with the bases loaded. But the Pirates had, what, like a 3-run lead at that point? So it was kind of a similar situation, but I would much rather take the lefty-on-lefty matchup.
Right.
I would, even though we've already seen Peterson win the matchup against Beeks and what ended up being a walk. I would much rather have Beeks in that situation, especially because Colin Holderman has completely struggled to the point of where you can't even pitch him in a high leverage role. I don't think you can pitch him at all. He's got to go on the IL. Like, there's got to be something wrong with him.
Well, I can't believe we haven't already read that. He's been put to the, you know.
Well, IL off day with, today, with, they won't do it till tomorrow.
With,
but that's
with some sort of arm inflammation, right? You know what they always do? Arm inflammation.
Some type of discomfort.
Yeah.
Somebody else says that wiffle ball needs to be an Olympic sport. Yes. Make wiffle ball the next Olympic sport. Badminton's an Olympic sport.
Yep.
Why can't wiffle ball? 3-on-3 basketball is. Why not wiffle ball?
Well, if you made wiffle ball an Olympic sport, maybe you would be able to be an Olympian.
I think there are a lot more qualified people in the area that could do that, but I would love to be the official coach, or maybe I can get in. Maybe I could be Jimmer Fredette on the team.
Right.
And still factor in a little
right.
bit.
Right. Right.
I'd love to be an Olympian. Thank you, Paul.
All right. We'll see. We'll see you soon.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.